Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. Joining us on the phone this morning is the Proctor School Superintendent, John Engelking, and Proctor's been making all kinds of exciting green change for quite a while now. John's on the line to talk with us a little bit more about it. John, good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got a windmill across the street. Tell us about that.
Well, we do have a windmill across the street. About 8 years ago, we collaborated with some science projects and some cooperation with local utilities, and built a windmill. And it generates power for our field house that supports our track and our football field across the street. Actually, it's a practice football field. But it's a pretty cool thing.
Now, the latest addition to your sustainability list of projects are propane buses. Now, tell us a little bit about that. We're thinking about, you know, propane like in your camp stove or propane like in your fuel tank, that kind of propane?
It's a little bit different. This is liquid propane. And we got excited about liquid propane a few years ago when we started looking at the cost and the environmental impact of propane buses. So they're designed to, those engines are designed to run like a gas engine, but they're fueled with liquid propane. Really super clean.
So tell us a little bit about how it can you explain how it burns so that a layman can understand, so that I, for example, could understand the difference between that and, you know, conventional gas? Because propane is a fossil fuel, isn't it?
It is. You know, it's we buy our propane from Como, and they provide a liquid propane tank. You wouldn't want to take your propane tank for your outdoor grill and load up with our liquid propane because it just won't work. So the carburetor and everything, very similar to gas. There's a little startup warm-up button that you need to push, and they fire up, and they run perfectly clean. You can run these buses indoors. It's a little bit like those propane-operated Zambonis that we have out there. So they're a real powerful engine. They run clean. There's no catalytic converter or the EGR valves that you get in a regular car that helps to disperse emissions because the emissions are so limited. So we just save so much on regular maintenance and parts that go into traditional diesel buses.
So cheaper. They're cheaper to run, and they're quiet too.
They're quiet, yeah. A traditional bus, a diesel bus, an oil change has 30 quarts of oil. In propane buses, 8 quarts of oil.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and the unintended result of these quiet, clean-running buses is that when kids are on them, there isn't the roar of a diesel engine. Instead, there's just a real quiet interior. Thus, kids are quieter. So we end up with quieter ride. Kids don't have to yell and you know, to hear over the din of the engine. And not only that, the other cool thing is that all the way around these buses, there's a little radiator, like a propane radiator. And so you have constant heat throughout that bus. So in the wintertime, there's not a cold spot or a hot spot. It's just continual. 68 degrees in those buses.
Nice. So when can we get propane in our vehicles? When can we all have propane cars?
You can. In fact, I just met with representatives from Como, and of course, they'd like to sell a lot of propane to us. You can convert your regular truck or car to propane powered engines. I don't know what the cost for converting that is, but certainly, you know, they could take every one of our bus vehicle, our fleet and transform them into a propane, or you can buy a from the factory propane. You'll see some Como and promotional vehicles driving around town that are propane. The other thing that we do is for propane per mile in our buses, it's costing us 34 cents, and in a traditional diesel, it's between 65 and a buck and a quarter per mile.
Wow.
So there's that cost savings, too.
Better gas mileage and efficiency, cheaper to run, less maintenance, green, and everything's quiet inside and outside the bus.
It is.
Are there any drawbacks to this at all?
Fuel. You know, we can drive about 500 miles with these, so we can go to the Twin Cities and back on field trips and events. You know, if you're looking for fuel, it's not as widespread as it is. So we have our own fueling station here. So you have to be aware of that. And if you're buying fuel off-site, you never know what the price is going to be. So it's relatively new, and like new things, you know, it's that
the transition, making that jump to the new way.
Exactly.
John, this is really exciting. Congratulations for being right there on the cutting edge of green technology.
Well, thanks. It was really nice talking to you today.
John Engelking joined us this morning as our guest on Green Visions. He's the Proctor School Superintendent, where they have just introduced some propane buses. Propane buses that cost about 35 cents a mile to run, compared to diesel engines at 65 cents to a buck and a quarter to run, according to John. Today's Green Visions is a KUMD production to encourage green thinking and green actions. Green Visions is made possible by the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items.